From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Friday was a deadly day across the world with terrorist attacks leaving dozens dead in Tunisia and Kuwait. Tunisian officials say an attack near a hotel on the Mediterranean coast had 37 people die. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, several European tourists were among those killed.
Gunmen opened fire with automatic weapons on foreign tourists relaxing at the beach at two hotels in the Tunisian resort town of Sousse Friday. It was not immediately clear how many attackers were involved. Amateur video showed bodies sprawled on the beach in front of one luxury hotel and what appeared to be a dead gunman outside the facility. The hotels are popular with European tourists. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque in Kuwait's capital that killed at least 25 people. An IS-affiliated group known as Najd Province said that it carried out the attack at Kuwait City's Imam Sadiq Mosque. The bomber detonated his explosives while the building was packed with worshippers attending Friday prayers. The group has said that it carried out similar deadly attacks at two Shiite mosques in Saudi Arabia in recent weeks. French President François Hollande has said he's raising the security level in the region of Rhône-Alpes to attack, the highest possible after a terrorist attack rocked a gas factory there. French counter-terrorist forces were deployed to the gas factory southeast of Lyon, where a body and a decapitated head were found covered with Arabic writing. A flag with Islamist inscriptions was also found nearby. Authorities arrested one person who was believed to have been employed by the victim. This is VOA News. The Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab killed at least 50 African Union soldiers and seized control of their military base in southern Somalia early Friday. VOA's Gabe Josselo reports.
The AU peacekeeping force in Somalia, AMISOM, said Al-Shabaab fighters stormed a military outpost in the area of Lego, about 130 kilometers south of the capital, Mogadishu, in an early morning assault. An Al-Shabaab spokesman said 50 soldiers were killed in the attack, but witnesses and officials told VOA's Somali service the number was over 70. Gabe Josselo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Here in the United States, President Barack Obama has hailed the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that gave same-sex couples the right to marry anywhere in the United States. Speaking on the South Lawn of the White House Friday morning, Mr. Obama said the ruling was a victory for all Americans.
There's so much more work to be done to extend the full promise of America to every American. But today we can say, in no uncertain terms, that we've made our union a little more perfect.
The court ruled 5-4 that the U.S. Constitution's guarantees of due process and equal protection under the law overrule any state's attempt to outlaw same-sex marriage. The ruling is the Supreme Court's most important expansion of marriage rights in the United States since the landmark 1967 Loving v. Virginia case that struck down state laws barring interracial marriage. Later on Friday, Mr. Obama was in South Carolina to eulogize former South Carolina State Senator and AME Church pastor Clementa Pinckney as a gracious man who he called wise beyond his years. Speaking at Pinckney's funeral in Charleston, Mr. Obama called the slain minister a man of God who lived by faith.
Our calling, Clem once said, is not just within the walls of the congregation, but the life and community in which our congregation resides.
Pinckney was one of nine black people killed by a white gunman last week in Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. Thousands of people gathered at a Charleston sports arena for Friday's funeral. Even more braved searing temperatures outside the building to bid goodbye to the slain minister. A prisoner who escaped from a New York State prison has been shot and killed by police. Media reports say Richard Matt, a convicted murderer, was killed by law enforcement officers Friday. His fellow escapee, David Sweat, is still being pursued by police in upstate New York. The two men had escaped from a prison in upstate New York near the Canadian border nearly 3 weeks ago. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.